Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
You can toast frozen bread, so why not frozen waffles?
It just seems like it would take a lot longer to cook.
You do what you do with, like, McCambridge's. You just keep putting it down. You can't burn it. That's it. They should wrap the space shuttle in McCambridge's brown bread, because that stuff does not burn. You could take a full re-entry into Earth's atmosphere, covered in McCambridge's. If you're looking out the window, it's grand, and we've loads of toast when we land.
Steve is cleaning windows. Hey, Steve.
Actually, do something important.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
So here we go. It's time for Dermot to hear pieces of music he's never heard before. And he must say stuff that he thinks suits them, which usually results in me snotting tea out of my nose. Are you ready?
Do it. The year I left Twinkleberry Common was the year I'll never forget. I packed my leather bag, grabbed my hat, scarf and coat. Or rather, hat, scarf and coat. And headed out in my Morris Minor, which I drove straight into a tree. And now I'm trapped in the wreckage. Send help, Papa. Excuse me. Sorry, Father. Father, that's not a sermon. Father, we need a proper sermon this week, Father. No, I'm sorry. I don't remember the Corinthians doing that.
Roll up, see the magic performing donkey. Watch him as he becomes invisible donkey. £2 a bit, 5 cents a gander. Come on, have a look. Get your shillings into your missus. Oi, you lot, get out of it. You slag.
All right. I'm Matthew McConaughey. I never put my shirt on for nobody. All right. Look at my nipples. Oh, yeah. I'm rubbing them with my fingers. All right. I'm Matthew McConaughey. Look at my boobies. On screen.
Captain Picard, you've entered the Delta Quadrant. We have sonic cannons trained on your ship now. Picard.
No, this is a pizza delivery for O'Brien. Two pizzas for O'Brien.
No, they're two doors down.
Three and four and tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick.
We're all dancing penguins. We're at Dublin Zoo. We look like we're wearing tuxedos, but really it's just pigmentation on our feathers. We can't swim and we can't fly, but the children wave at us and throw jellies in our eyes. Please take us out of the zoo. It's all natural now.
Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
James Bay and Hold Back the River on Today FM.
An order he gives regularly to beavers.
they do his bidding.
They do. The beavers are his minions.
Lots of texts, lots of emails, lots of tweets to get to. The Young Dudes gig in Vicar Street the other night, everyone in Dermot has been talking about your Sting impersonation that you did.
Impersonation's probably a bit strong.
Okay, homage
a
to...
A gist maybe.
Go on.
I can only do a Sting impersonation if I make up songs about soup.
Okay. It's a pretty specific set of skills you have, but go ahead, yeah.
There's a bowl of soup in there. There's a bowl of soup on the table. There's a bowl of soup. Soup in my heart.
I'll give you some music there to start.
There's a bowl of soup. There's a leaking potato. There's a bowl of soup. It's got croutons on top.
It's like he's in the studio. We were talking about... See, even that is irrelevant.
Well, I've been licking your cutlery and rubbing your raspberries off the carpet.
Just talking.
Off the floor.
My raspberries are sealed. Listen to them.
Do you eat them one at a time or in clumps?
Oh, no, one at a time. And very, very heavily washed in cold water.
Just realise I dreamt about raspberry bushes last night. I dreamt I was back at home in Limerick picking raspberries, but when I went to the fruit, they were all rotten. So they'll go, oh, look, that's nice. Are you turning
me
off?
If I just, I don't know. Apparently your Mike Brewer, who's the guy from Wheeler Dealers, apparently is annoying someone because you sound like Tony Cascarino. I don't know if that's true. And the poor Ed China.
Tony Cascarino, that's a bit, yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah, I think he's playing well. You've got a full Chelsea at the moment, yeah? Grinding out results. Yeah, Matt. When you ever hear when he talks to Matt Cooper,
yeah.
He just keeps saying Matt over and over again.
It's media training.
Well, Matt, yeah, you're absolutely right, Matt. That's very funny, Matt. Matt. Hi, Matt. Matt, where you gone? I'm Tony, Matt. Okay, thanks, Matt.
poor Ed China, says another one, who spends God knows how long toiling away in the car and then they sell it for a 50 quid profit. Because it's like, they never factor in any money for Ed.
No. Like his time is worthless. That's essentially, the guy is sweating on his own in the loneliest workshop in the world. He doesn't even have a radio. And your man comes in, well, how are you getting on, Ed? What are you doing here, Tony Cascarino? Oh, I don't know. Where's Matt?
McCain Home Chicks with Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Junkie.
Look, it's time. We were talking about the Eurovision. Dave is a big fan of the Eurovision. It kicks off tonight, and I think the whole thing is appalling.
Semi-final one tonight, semi-final two on Thursday, and then the final, of course, on Saturday.
But you actually think it's good music?
I really enjoy the music, I have to say. Like, I genuinely do. I don't... It's not the kind of stuff I download and keep on my phone. But like when it's on, I enjoy the crack. And the terrible songs are often, you know, the hilarious ones.
I believe you can write a Eurovision song in a few minutes. So I've been asking you for suggestions of countries that I can write a song for.
Yeah, and people have been texting in every country under the sun, even ones that don't exist, fictional countries, TV shows and stuff.
I've gone with the most popular vote,
which is
North Korea.
Okay,
so I'd go for that.
What's the name of your band?
Danny Starlight and the Obedient Ones.
and the song title?
The song is called Rock Rock Ring Ring Touch Me Baby Bing Bong Yeah Yeah.
Okay.
It is the Eurovision after all.
Hop up there now and give us a full performance. Oh, don't worry, I'll get you all boxed off. Here we go. Antunga etchano Matatunga hitna. We worship our great leader Antunga tsumatsate
So he is our God. Rock, rock, ring, ring, touch me, bing, bong, baby, yeah, yeah. Rock, rock, ring, ring, touch me, baby, bing, bong, yeah. North Korea, 12 points. By decree of Kim Jong Un.
Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Dad's full of sperm. Dad's something worm. The lad full of sperm.
You don't actually have to keep singing that. But I'm glad
we
got
the word of the dictionary, Dave. Don't be so touchy feeling.
Oh, somebody says the Welsh accent is fine.
Actually, yeah, someone says Welsh Dermot sounds fine.
A Welsh Dermot, maybe that's the key to the show.
We've been doing it wrong all along. Limerick Dermot is no use to us.
No, we should change it to Yian. Yian and Dave.
And am I okay as I am? Should I just maintain this?
Oh, yes, you've got to keep the contrast going, you see.
Right.
Oh, Marie is well turned on now, aren't you?
You do like the Welsh accent, Marie, don't you?
I love the Welsh accent.
Oh, could you live with it?
Yes.
Could you live with someone forever with the novelty wear off?
For the rest of my day.
Even if we were falling out and you came home from work and I said, Maria, your knickers are all over the ground again. I'm getting well sick of this. I've been sleeping with your sister. Do you still find it sexy now?
Yes.
Oh, you dirty Egypt.
McCain Quick Cook French Fries with Dermot and Dave on Today FM. They'll be ready before the next song is over. Happy days.
And blame it on me on Today FM with Dermot and Dave.
Do you want to know something disgusting that happened to me?
I don't know. Should it go on the radio if it's disgusting?
A few days ago, I got some toast and egg from a place around the corner, and I put two butter sachets into my pocket of my jacket, which I then forgot about because I had one under my computer. Don't ask. So, anyway, today, casually slipping my hand inside my zip pocket of my fake leather jacket, you know, to look city chic, and rammed my finger into two old butter sachets. And the best bit is the other things that are in the pocket are all covered in butter. A tissue and a load of those tokens from Tato Park to get you on the rides. They're all covered in butter. And the lining in the pocket is ripped. So all the buttery tokens have now gone inside the jacket, buttering their way around the whole thing.
And the smell.
Oh. So let that be a word of warning now to you butter sachet lovers. Just keep them safe under your computer where they belong.
Unfortunately, there's no... There's a new one coming in a few minutes' time.
Right now, though, Silly Sports.
The 65-metre overpass for LeBron James. Fire in the hole. Body slam. What is happening with the Idaho Kootenai?
Cincinnati J-Cross better pull something out of the bag.
Pitches on fifth base, but Chicho Rodriguez has 6 to the 5-9 runner.
Well, Chug, how are you today?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Maria. Hey, Dermot.
All right, Chug.
You having a good time?
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, good to be here. So many questions. Just let's move on. What's going on in the world of sport, buddy?
Hey, let's start with boxing. Katie Taylor has launched her new book called 50 Shades of Bray. The champion boxer was signing copies at the bandstand on the prom at 5:30 a.m. today and told me all about it.
Yeah, it's about this guy, Dorian Bray, and he lives in Bray, and he tries to seduce me by taking me to his duplex and into the bedroom, and then he starts whipping and smacking me, so I turn around and uppercut the bleeding jaw off him. He won't do it again, I tell you.
In all good bookshops at the moment, Ruby Walsh used to open a new fax mending business in Athlone called Ruby Walsh's Fixes Faxes. Speaking at the launch of his new business, he said he's excited.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of the fax machine. Some people say like that it's a dead technology, but I don't think so. You know, I use them quite regularly myself. I just used one yesterday there, getting a death certificate for my uncle.
And moving on to over 40s triathlon news now. And shut the hell up about your goddamn triathlons, because nobody cares how far you swam, how that bitch cut you off in the cycle, or whether you did sub 5 hours with a ruptured pancreas. Nobody gives a damn. Same goes for Ironman and half Ironman too. Even Ironman himself doesn't talk about Ironman that much. Next week, CrossFit Plonkers. I'm Chug Stenson for US Silly Sports.
Dermot and Dave on Today FM.